The issue of water quality is an emotional one for a lot of Vermonters, especially people living on or near polluted lakes. That means public hearings about how to solve the problem can get heated. But the decision to bring in armed law enforcement officers to keep the peace at a meeting last night has rankled some members of the public. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Judith McLaughlin lives a short walk away from Lake Carmi, and over the past few years, she's attended lots of meetings about its future. The latest was held on Thursday night in a downstairs conference room at a residential facility for senior citizens. And when McLaughlin arrived, the first thing she noticed was two armed game wardens standing near the entrance.
And when I turned and looked at them, I was kind of surprised, because at first I thought, ooh, somebody important's here. You know, they got armed escort.
There was no esteemed guest of honor, though. As McLaughlin and other locals would learn later in the meeting, the wardens were there to, quote, enforce the evening's agenda.
And I think those were the words that were used, enforce the agenda.
The meeting was put on by the Lake Carmi Implementation Team. It's a group of government officials, municipal officers, and local volunteers that are deploying a cleanup plan for Lake Carmi. McLaughlin says past meetings have gotten, in her words, a little rowdy, but she says that's because residents think that the state's response to one of the most polluted bodies of water in Vermont has been wholly inadequate.
We're angry, we're frustrated, we're looking at everything. Our health, our investments, our community is going downhill with the pollution in this lake.
Angry and frustrated, maybe, but McLaughlin says no one's ever come close to threatening violence.
To hear that a state official came locked and loaded to enforce an agenda, I'm still wrapping my head around it.
The reason that I asked the wardens to be present last night is that the last three meetings, we haven't been able to get to the agenda.
Emily Bodecker is the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation.
And there were both volunteers and other members of the community who had expressed their concerns to me that they were no longer able to be part of the conversation.
Bodecker says that at past meetings, unruly behavior by some people had prevented the implementation team from conducting important business.
But fortunately, I think the presence of the wardens was something that helped to calm the situation, and we were able to have a productive meeting.
McLaughlin says she and other people at the meeting read the situation far differently. To them, McLaughlin says the message from Bodecker and state government more broadly was clear.
Sit down, shut up. Listen to what I'm going to tell you, and then if you don't do what I say, we're going to haul you out and cite you. That is just a response from the state that just flabbergasted me.
Bodecker says she told the wardens before that meeting that she'd let them know if she thought someone was getting out of line. If that happened, Bodecker says, ultimately the wardens would have physically escorted the person from the premises, though she says she doesn't think it would have come to that. It might not be the last meeting Judith McLaughlin encounters uniformed officers at local water quality meetings. Bodecker says she plans to have wardens at the meeting as long as she thinks it's necessary. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.